You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Pepkor Group is doubling down on its fintech ambitions. They've recently announced that they would be consolidating their existing fintech business with another fintech merchant, creating a new super fintech business with potential hopes of having this listed at some point. We're going to be exploring this in a bit more detail with the Fintech Association of South Africa's Chief Operating Officer, Danielle Lawrence. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Danielle, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around this particular transaction, certainly an interesting one, especially in a fintech market that is increasingly becoming more and more competitive.
Thanks, Jimmy. Lovely to be here. Yes, it's absolutely I think it's a really positive move. For a number of years now, we've been saying that fintech's biggest opportunity isn't simply about digitizing financial services. I think, you know, that's where people think fintech ends, but it's actually about making more accessible and more inclusive financial services available and embedding this into people's everyday lives and businesses. And this is exactly where this is going.
Danielle, if we have to look at the mechanics of this sort of transaction, I mean, we often deal with transactions where companies come together, companies buy out other companies, there's conversations around mergers and anti-competitive behaviors and all of that. But the fintech space has always been a little different because it allows for businesses to almost build different parts of a fintech and then bring them in together to form a new kind of fintech business. Is that what's happening here? And is that how you're seeing perhaps the broader fintech landscape?
Yes, absolutely. So I think we should start by saying that obviously there is some sort of concern from smaller fintech businesses when these sort of transactions tend to happen. And the concern is usually around competition. So they wonder whether they'll be able to compete. They wonder if this is going to destroy the fintech market. And there is that sort of concern that comes naturally with it. But the reality is that innovation doesn't just come from, let's say, a balance sheet or one singular transaction, but most of South Africa's successful fintech businesses actually start by solving one problem exceptionally well. So large businesses like this transaction will bring the scale, will bring the distribution, will bring the capital, and the smaller fintech businesses will bring the agility and the innovation and the specialized expertise. So from a mechanics perspective, I think that fintech itself is not about owning a payments capability or owning any particular type of capability. It's about bringing the ecosystem together around a transaction, around a consumer, around all of these elements. So this transaction is going to be one component that can unite an ecosystem if it's done in that spirit, which I think from the onlook of it, it is.
Danielle, if we look at the broader fintech landscape in South Africa and we look at this particular market in comparison to other African markets and even other international fintech markets, how do we rank against our global peers, against our continental peers? Are we innovating enough in the landscape that we can see meaningful growth in the fintech world of South Africa?
Yes, absolutely. So South Africa, interestingly enough, is quite unique globally from a fintech perspective. We have one of the most sophisticated financial technology sectors in the world. We have a really world-class payments infrastructure. We have progressive regulators, and we have that very strong fintech ecosystem. I think our challenges around financial inclusion are similar to other emerging markets, but our regulatory and banking infrastructure are comparable to many developed markets, which is really, really impressive. That combination makes South Africa really attractive in terms of fintech innovation and investment. What's interesting is South Africa is not particularly, from our perspective as FINASA, interested in trying to copy this, Asian market or broader African market or European market or US market. We're building fintech solutions that are unique to the South African requirements, which is that financial inclusivity and that access part. And the informal economy, the SME enablement, these are some of the biggest opportunities and where the greatest fintechs are born. So I think we're a great market for this, and we're definitely scaling and growing so much so that we can hold our punches against some of the international markets for sure.
Danielle, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the mechanics behind the Pepcore transaction. I mean, we know that under the new business that's being created through this merger, we're going to have Pepcore retaining the majority stake in that. And you touched on the fact that we often find that some businesses, big or small, have different things that they bring to the table. Some perhaps bring agility, some bring resource and balance sheet. If we're looking at a transaction like this, and we're looking at what this type of transaction then does for the investment case into fintech in South Africa, how then do we use what we're learning from these sorts of transactions? Understandably, still a transaction that is in the works and on the move. How then do we start to perhaps, as fintech innovators in South Africa, or even as smaller fintech businesses, how do we start to leverage these type of transactions into attracting more investment into South Africa's fintech market?
Great question. I think, you know, if we look at this from a mechanics perspective, the reality is that Pepcore probably could have quite easily acquired Shop to Shop outright. They could have, you know, put some money on the table, and instead they've structured this as a combination of businesses where the products that are being kind of absorbed into this one unit are going to retain a meaningful stake, and they're still going to be able to service the market that they service. And that tells me that this isn't just a pure acquisition that is going to be closed loop and where investors look at it and go, oh my word, now we're going to have to buy up the whole of Pepcore if you want anything done within fintech here. Actually, what it shows is this growth and potential investment story, because it gives the indication that larger players are open to collaboration with the fintech players in the informal and formal sectors. And that opens up opportunity for other businesses to do the same thing and for investment to do the same thing. So from a fintech ecosystem and investment perspective, that is super important. I think this brings a lot of scale. I think it shows that South Africa fintech assets and businesses are worth investing into and are worth looking at from a collaboration perspective. And I can't see any environment where that is a bad thing or where that is going to deter investments. In actual fact, it should show that the market is ready for these kind of collaborations to happen, which should attract investors at the end of the day.
Fintech businesses aren't only born out of Silicon Valley. They can be created right here at home in South Africa and on the African continent. And with the innovation that we have on this continent, this is how we build some of the solutions that we desperately need for this continent. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Operating Officer at the Fintech Association of South Africa, Danielle Lawrence, for joining us to take a look at Pepcore's decision to merge their fintech business with Shop to Shop to create a new, bigger fintech business and what that means for the world of fintech.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.